Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey guys, I'm Rosa Acosta, and I just finished my interview with Hollywood Unlocked. This interview went left and right. We talked about things that I didn't want to talk, like Giovanni has bumps in his dick. Melissa likes dick that's 8 inches and up. I mean, I thought I was going to come talk about my business. Guess I was wrong. These guys are crazy. I don't know, man. You guys got to watch it. It's crazy.
What up, everybody? This is Jason Lee, and this is Hollywood Unlocked Uncensored.
And I'm Melissa Ford, a.k.a. The Curve Queen.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Giovanni. Hola.
And all the guys who slide in my DMs talking about, can you hook me up with your homegirls? Because I got all the baddest girls. I'm actually on a show with Melissa Ford and lovely Rosa Acosta.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so what Rosa do we have today? Do we have timid Rosa or like ratchet ass ghetto, act like she don't speak English from Dominican Republic? Rosa.
It depends what we're talking about. I'll give you a little bit of both.
Okay, so on this show, I'm going to break a record of not trying to
give
a man your vagina.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But I am going to try to give it to Rosa.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see how that goes over.
Listen, Rosa has a crush on you for real.
I am straight, but she's difficult. She's difficult to look at. She's difficult to make eye contact with because I might.
So there was a party that we went to.
Question myself.
There was a party that we went to with Bad Medina where I have a video of you bending over with your braids and you bending over laying on her ass.
Yes. Yeah. She crept up on me and I was just like,
that would happen.
Can I have
yes.
That?
Okay. So
I need that video.
I will send it to you after the show.
For my files, my personal files that I look at night.
So listen, I have this like ridiculous admiration and addiction to the Dominican Republic.
I know. I'm your favorite Dominican female.
You are I think you're my only favorite Dominican. Oh no, Cardi B too. Cardi B?
She's half
Dominican. Yeah.
I love all the Dominicans. Everything Dominican. I said to Floyd the other day, we were talking. I'm going to get in trouble because I said the name again. I said to him the other day that when I get wealthy like him, the world is going to have, they're going to see something that they've never seen ever. Because in the gay community, there's many levels to it, but there's either like, you know, the real feminine, you know, queenie ones, or you know, the DL boys. That's kind of like the wide range. I'm just very much a different type of breed, I think.
I agree.
So listen, when are we?
I agree.
So you and I were on a show together that we're both not on now. And the show is airing. Do you watch Love & Hip Hop at all?
I don't, but it's just because I'm like really busy and I'm, you know, really focused on like the things that really matter to me, like my business and my personal life. And so I really don't have time.
Okay. So are you dating now? Because I know the last time I saw you, you were with Nikki. The last time we were together, all of us were together. It was me, you and Nikki on the reunion. And I told the world that you dated Amber Rose.
Thanks. Yes.
And so since,
but a lot of people knew that.
I guess
you guys were caught by paparazzi, and you're you, and she's her. So it's kind of, and you guys weren't shy about
it.
Hold on.
I mean, it was just that one time, and it was just a friendly kiss. I can give you one. It's nothing.
Would you? You've never kissed a girl, right?
So confused.
You've never
right
kissed
now.
A girl?
I've never kissed a girl. I've never had a bi-curious experience. So I've no like
too many drinks couldn't get this popping.
I don't forget that I'm straight. As a matter of fact, the one time that I was involved in a potential threesome, she was a super duper freak. She was like, "Please, Melissa." I was like, "Sit on the floor. You can watch."
Oh shit!
And then that's it. So she watched and played with her vibrator and.
Damn. When did you start liking girls? I always thought you liked dudes. Or are you just in and out? You double dutching like?
That's a good
time. Well, I went to an all-girls school. Mm-hmm. And so I think that my first experiences about love and jealousy and things of that sort were with girls. You know, I loved my friends and we hold hands and, you know, we used to spend hours and hours talking on the phone, just like guys and girls do around that time. Right. You know, when you are like a teenager, I will do that with my girlfriends. Yeah. You know, we still have, I have letters of back in the day where they are saying like, oh, you know, you're the best person I ever met. I love you. And now I read them and I'm like, we were so gay. I have them. Sometimes I tell my friends, I'm going to send this to your husband just so he knows what's up. Oh, but wow. just kidding, you know. But yeah, I think I have always appreciate the beauty of
a woman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But do you still date guys?
I have.
To a guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
twice. Yes, twice.
Okay. So when you were in the relationship with the guy, are you, when you're with a guy, it's just the guy?
Yeah, I can only handle one person at the time. I can't do this like threesome and I'll give you a little bit.
You can't do the Nikki baby.
No. No. I'm too busy to even, I can't.
Yeah.
I don't have time. I like to like dedicate 100% to one person. And if that doesn't work, then I move on to the next
thing. So, good.
In my mm-hmm. you know, I dated a couple of girls. They were very nice girls.
Mm-hmm. What you prefer though, a man or a woman?
It's hard. It's not really a matter of preference.
Right, right. Just whatever you're feeling.
With the way things are now, it's like hard. The way girls are now, sometimes I feel like, okay, maybe I'll do a guy. But sometimes there's some guys that
push you to the girls.
Make me feel like, oh my God, like guys are disgusting.
Yeah, we are.
But girls these days, you know, I'm not like rich like Jason right now.
Oh, please.
So a girl will leave me for a baller in no time. Especially, I think a lot of girls now are just dating girls because they think it's
like a
it's
trend
cool
now.
And it's, yeah. You know, I don't kiss you at the club just because you're cute. You know, I have
very nice lips.
I have slapped some girls before because they think that just because you're a girl, like you can come kiss me or grab me.
That's
you know,
exactly
my
how
butt.
I feel. That is
and
exactly
like
how
that.
I feel.
Girls Although be groping your bottom?
Well, oh my, are you kidding me? I get my ass grabbed way more by women than men. Yes. Women are the ones that grope me.
They feel
me.
Comfortable.
Oh yeah, because they're like, oh, we're girls. I'm like, nah, bitch. Mm-hmm. Back
yeah,
no.
So,
she can come lay her head on my butt and I'm okay with that. But
so women,
we've an established
so women
rapport.
Just come up and grab. So you're at El Florita on a Monday night. trying to get the granddaddy's money. And so the girls will just come up and grab your ass just without even asking?
Well, it haven't happened at El Floridita. Actually, I love
Ooh,
that
say
place.
It again. Say it again.
El Floridita. That's how you spell it. How you pronounce it.
You know, I'm black, so it's El Florita.
But
it's El Florida.
Sound like I'm talking about my neighbor.
Over there, let me tell you, I love that place. First of all, you know, I have a thing for like vintage men and
she called them vintage. Oh shit.
And they, you know, they ask you to dance and they pull your chair. And the first time I went there, the guy danced with me and then he's like taking me back to my seat. So I'm walking as the independent woman that I am, thinking that he's not behind me. And all of a sudden I see him and I turn around and I kind of like did a karate thing because I thought he was just, why is he behind me? And then I'm like, oh my God, you're still there. He's like, yeah, I'm taking you to your seat.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh.
Oh, chivalry
that's
exists.
That's still happening.
Yeah. Oh, that's definitely
me. Oh, that's cool.
So chivalry exists at El Floridita.
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 Okay, so wait, hold on.
Over there, nothing disrespectful happens. With girls or guys. Everybody's just
the girls are guys. What'd you say?
Nothing disrespectful happens, whether it's women or men.
So, hold on.
Floyd, he just called you Flo Rider, okay? I just wanted you to know that. He just called you Flo Rider.
Hold on, Floyd. What'd you say? What'd you say?
You know, they can say whatever they want to say. Just call me a good person.
You are a good person, my darling.
I have nothing bad to say about you. Not one thing, really.
Well, we were just talking about how managing communication with you is definitely a task that requires a lot of skill.
Any and everything in life is all about communication. I truly believe it's all about communication. I feel like a lot of time what goes on with men and women, because I know they was talking about me, because they always talking about me, because I'm something to talk about. But I think that
We're gonna say I'm gonna say good stuff about you, and I think Melissa has a lot of good stuff to say about
you. I think you should invite him to El Floridita.
I invited him to El Floridita because he said that he was on Dancing with the Stars and that he knows how to salsa. So I say, okay, come with me, and
we'll see.
And we will see.
I think
I like Rosa Acosta. Like, I like her life.
I think you're intimidated by her personally.
No, he's not.
That's my yoga. I'm looking for her to be my yoga teacher.
Yes, we're working out a little
schedule.
Yeah. So I can help him with his flexibility, get him ready for the fight.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
I'm gonna call you. I'm in the box, dude.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
Well, okay, there you have it.
So you're going to
El Floridita.
You're personally going to be responsible for Floyd becoming more flexible.
Yeah.
Yes.
Close.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know
he's not flexible.
Well, most boxers aren't.
Yeah.
Most men aren't.
Yeah, and just a lot of the people that work out in general, they don't really pay attention to that.
No. Flexibility.
I can salsa my ass off. I can punta, bachata, merengue, all of that.
Oh, that's nice. So, I like it.
Because
rhythm, you can apply rhythm to a lot of, not just for the dance floor. So
yeah,
it's good to know that a man has rhythm.
Oh yeah.
So back to the rhythm of the show. You like vintage men.
What vintage is vintage, by the way?
Wait, I will tell you. One day I saw Rosa. This was a few years ago. Uh-huh. I don't remember the guy's name, but you can remind me. But I was coming out of Katsuya and I saw this Lamborghini pull up, and I'm thinking like, who the fuck is in this? Because you know it's Katsuya, it's Hollywood. Oh my God, who is it? And then the door opened, and this beautiful girl pops out. It's Rosa.
Mm-hmm.
And you're with a guy who, he wasn't as vintage. Like, he wasn't, like, on life support.
No,
vintage.
Jesus Christ.
No, he's only 50, he was only 15 years older than me.
Yeah.
It's not okay. Much.
So but like I just about think 50, that. 51-ish.
He's, I'm 30, well, at the time. I don't know when was that.
That's a few years ago, yeah.
Yeah, I'm 33 now, so uh-huh. He's 15 years older.
Okay. You.
That's okay. Not bad.
That's not vintage. Sorry, I'm 40.
But I dated when I was in my 20s. I did dated men like 59, but just shit. Looked really good.
Like AARP and, age.
And
don't be stealing my shit.
I dated like, you know, I just think that people are used to, or people expect me to date the guy with the pants sagging and the dreads and the little tattoo, you know.
There's like nothing attractive about that,
guys.
I'm sorry.
The guys that I date, first of all.
Right.
No.
And so when they see me with a guy that doesn't look like that, they're like, oh, he must have money because, you know, he's not a rapper or something
like
that.
He got a Lamborghini.
So let me tell you guys a story.
Well, let me tell you something. First of all, a lot of people in LA have Bentleys and Lamborghinis, but they are living crashing in somebody's couch.
That's very true.
Just so you know. Damn.
Couch surfing like a motherfucker.
Yes. So the car is really irrelevant in Los Angeles.
I was going to do a shout out, Liz, but I'm still walking these streets without security. You know, it's funny. So, let me tell you about the whole Nikki Baby Rosa thing. So Nikki was like, super, super over Lil Fizz. She was over it. They had their relationship. Once you go through a whole season loving hip hop, shit just falls apart. So she was single. Mm-hmm. I happened to talk to Rosa one day. I'm like, what's going on in your life? She's like, I'm single. So I call Rosa. I'm like, hey, can you meet me at a salad bar? And like, let's have lunch and talk because I want to try to hook you up with somebody. She walks into the salad bar. I ain't gonna never forget what you, I think you had on green Gucci shoes and you had like all, I don't know if it was all Gucci, but you looked too rich to be in that
salad
restaurant.
Bar, right.
Like, nobody goes to salad dressed like that. Where's your, you got a Chanel purse. You got a lot going on. So in terms of your how you package yourself, it looks like money all the time.
Well, thank you.
But you don't come for money. I mean, you've been
absolutely
open about.
Absolutely not.
Because after lunch, she was talking about how she was a poor Dominican girl sitting in
the
car.
She does that. She plays that role like
I am a poor Dominican girl. Oh, I came to this country with $60.
Really?
True life. Yeah. I came here with $60 and I actually owed somebody my plane ticket. So the first like couple of hundred dollars I made, I have to send them back.
And so when you came here, how did you go from, because you didn't speak English either.
No, I mean, I know how to say, hi, my name is Rosa. Nice to meet you. Pretty much what I know now.
That's all.
Where's the bathroom?
Shit, I would have came over here knowing how to say, can you pay this?
Things like that. But yeah, so but you just kind of like, it's a learning process. Like still, you know, I mispronounce a lot of stuff. And some days I don't know English and I don't know Spanish, which is like terrible because I'm like asking my mom, how did you say that thing, mom? Like, you know, that little thing, like a little stick. And my mom is like, or like my mom asking me, how do you call this bird in Spanish? I'm like, Mom, I don't even know. I don't know it in English or in Spanish. What are you talking about?
So here we are at the salad spot, and I'm you know, I'm trying to find out, like, because I didn't know that you were into women as much as you were into women. Yeah, because I mean, I knew you for you know.
I like girls. It depends.
So we're sitting there.
I'm just not into thoughts and stuff like that. Like,
So we're not right now. So we're sitting there talking. I'm like, you know, I have a friend that I want to hook you up with, and she's like, who? And so I won't say the one person's name that I said, the big celebrity, because that'd cause a bunch of problems. But I said, but you were very clear about like the type, you're not as into men as you are into women.
I like both. No, it depends.
You do, but at that moment, I kind of felt like, for whatever reason, because you were coming out of your relationship with the Lamborghini guy.
we have been broken up for a little bit. It's just that I didn't tell nobody for a long time. Mm. And so people will ask me like a year or two later, like, so it's your boyfriend? And I'm like, oh, he's great. He's traveling.
Private.
I'm never single.
I'm not posting
because,
pictures because we're trying to keep our relationship private.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't like posting pictures of...
who you're dating or who you're...
No, not really. Because then I feel like you're giving people permission to like give their opinion and things like that. So
being unloving... So that's true. You are very discreet.
People never know that I'm single until I'm with the next person. So,
hallelujah.
So I will have a boyfriend, and then we'll be broken up for 2 years, and then people think that we were together the whole time. And then when I switch boyfriends, I tell people, oh, this is my boyfriend. They're like, oh, I thought you were dating such and such. And I say, oh, no, we were done for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I just didn't want to tell nobody. So.
Yeah.
You're private. That's good.
But then you did Love and Hip Hop, and the world was all in your business. How was that experience?
Well, first of all, you know, me and Nikki were not in a relationship. Mm-hmm. We were just hanging out, and there was an opportunity for both of us to like push our business on live, you know, on TV. And we just did that. We took advantage of that. I declined Love and Hip Hop the first 2 seasons. Mm-hmm. Just because I don't think that I have anything to offer. You know, I'm not going to fight. I'm not really that ratchet. I don't have enemies. I don't have any problems. Like, my life is, like, pretty decent. Mm-hmm. So I like to be the best at everything. And I know I'm not going to be the best reality star. So the only reason why I came into Love and Hip Hop is because I felt like it wasn't really Rosa Costa, but more so Cosa Mia. Mm-hmm. But because Cosa Mia is not a person, I have to go and represent for the brand. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But if I didn't have a brand, I would have never been on Love and Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. And you know, I did a little scene for Basketball Wives too with Angel Brinks. So I will do these things. Mm-hmm. And we were on a little episode of Bad Girls Club. So I'll do things like that as long as the store gets, you know, the recognition and the promotion and the marketing that I think, you know, will help us. But aside from that, you know,
what do you think about reality TV as a whole? Would you ever do it again? Because I mean, it runs the gamut of being
I will do it if there is an opportunity for me to display my business constantly.
Yeah.
So if not,
constantly is the key word.
Right.
I wouldn't do it. Like, for example, I've been in many, many meetings for reality TV shows. And people say, you know, we're ready for something that is not ratchet. We just want to see a group of girls their thing. And we just want somebody that is not famous for being with a guy, like that she has her own thing. And I'm like, okay, great. Mm-hmm. And then they come, they see the store, and they say, oh, we love it. And we just have this great idea that we're going to pretend, for example, that Jason is the owner of the store and you manage it. So you are totally just dismissing the fact that
Is the point of that?
Exactly. I'm just going to give somebody else my brand that it had taken me a lot of hard work to build, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, come on. And I just feel like it's always loving hip hop. There is Housewives of this and that. There is the girlfriends are
There's the side chicks of Charlotte.
Side chicks, right? So
that's a real show.
But there's not entrepreneurial in hip hop, there's nothing.
Because nobody wants to see women. What people want to see is Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So it's your fault that Blak Chyna is doing all of this to Rob. You know that, right?
It is your fault.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you broke his heart. You was the spawn of the seed of breaking.
You were
his
before
heart.
Adrian Bailon.
Yeah,
Bailon. I was.
Weren't you?
Yeah.
Or were you after?
I don't think so.
I don't remember. It's so long.
But you know, I talked to Rob this morning.
I didn't tell him.
How thin was Rob when he was dating you?
Wait, let's not fat shame my friend.
I'm not fat shaming him.
No,
I'm just saying that
you
when he
like
was
fat shamed.
I just saw a clip of where he slapped her.
That was not even real.
I was trying to develop a timeline here.
Okay, so listen. You used to date Rob on the show?
No. So, no, I have said this.
Hold on one second. No. Okay, go ahead.
I have said this a couple of times, you know. And so I've been knowing Rob for a long time, and he's my, you know, really good friend. I have a lot of love for him. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff on reality TV that's real, and there's some stuff that is not. And so they needed to spice some things up, and he knew that I wasn't going to take advantage of that situation, that I wasn't going to go sell stories or do things of that sort after the fact, you know? Yeah. So I did my part. I did exactly what they told me to do, which everything in there was fake. We have never dated. I have a lot of love for Rob, and he is an amazing guy, but we have never dated. So that's really the truth. I'm not going to lie about that.
So the rumor that you had a miscarriage for him was exactly that, just a rumor.
Right. It's just, we just did it for the show.
Okay. Right. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Fucking damn. I love her. Jesus Christ.
Weren't y'all in the tub together, though?
Yes, we were. But all that stuff. So
Rosa is a performer, honey.
There was an article that came out on Radar Online that it wasn't real, right?
Yeah, I think I gave them the
You
interview.
Did give them the interview.
Nobody could do that.
You didn't give it to Hollywood Unlocked. It's okay.
But, you know, I just think that he knew that this could have like turned into something really, really big. And I could just run with this long time ago. I could have just run with this situation and make it work in my benefit. Of course, he's a Kardashian, so
yeah,
it would have worked.
There's a lot of people.
It could have worked for my, you know, on my behalf if I wanted to. And he knew that I wasn't gonna do that, and so I think that's why he trusted me with those, you know, that job.
There's a lot of people that were, if they were in the same position as you are, wouldn't have had the same amount of integrity that you had. You were there, you did it, and then you walked away from it and didn't sell any, you know, tabloid bullshit.
Right.
You know,
right, but there's also
you're
some
very hard worker.
But there's also some people that will say, well, if you signed up to do the dirt, you should have kept it quiet. Why would you say something?
No, because, you know, in the midst of like everything, there was some miscommunication with them. And I think that they didn't portray me exactly how they told me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at one point I also have to like come forward and say, okay, like,
defend yourself.
Right.
Right.
You know? So if we are going to say that you are dating, you've been dating me or you're dating me and then something happens, okay. But if I'm just like a one night stand or something like that, you know, I don't think I quite signed for that. And so, you know, at the end of the day, I just think that, you know, he really appreciates that I am not the kind of person that will just tell little stories or run with like things after that. Like I have just, you know, I kept it cool. I gave him, you know, all the love and respect that he deserves, but he knows that, you know, they also like kind of like didn't portray me the way they were supposed to.
Can I confess a story?
Yes.
This is going to be, I've never said this ever. So I'm 18 years old. Wanted to get to New York, and this was back in the heart of the Ricky Lake days, Jimmy Jones. Mm-hmm. You can just get on a show if you had a compelling story. My life was pretty much rolling with gangbangers and, you know, fucking around with a homeboy here and there. But anyway, I was 18.
That's hilarious.
So, and you're still doing the same
old shit. You know, 22 years later, Jesus. Okay, so there was a story that popped up that said, are you in a relationship with a woman? No, do you have a stalker? Is there a woman stalking you? Uh-huh. Of course I didn't have a woman stalking me. I was in a relationship with a girl, but I was also exploring being with this guy. Mm-hmm. So one of my friends, her mother had been on Oprah and Jenny Jones, and so they had mastered getting on talk shows with fake stories. Mm-hmm. So I called up at the time Tempest Bledsoe from the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
She had a talk show. Mm-hmm. So I called up and I said, "Hey, oh my God, I work at Kentucky Fried Chicken with this girl who's stalking me. She's overweight and she's like really crazy or whatever." I didn't think they would call me back. They called me back. Mm-hmm. Like, oh shit. They were like, "We're looking for a show next week. Tell us the story." I'm like, "This girl, she's overweight. You know, no, she worked at Kentucky Fried Chicken. And every time I go through the drive-thru, she's trying to sell me vagina. She's trying to give me this and that. She's stalking me, blah, blah, blah." Long story short, I get booked to go on the Tempest Bledsoe show. Oh, and I don't know what to do. So I call the girl. I'm like, "Hey, there's an opportunity. Will you go with me?" But our role is, and this will make sense in a minute, we all have to stick to the story.
Right.
You can't go off the story because, you know, I ain't going to be on TV looking like I'm fucking this Shamu. And, you know, at the time I was much skinnier. She was much bigger. Whatever.
And then reversed.
Hips don't lie. Stay in your place. Okay, so because earlier on the other show when you were talking about you working your ass off, I was wondering what part of it. So here's the deal. So we get on the show. Here we are. As soon as we get in, they separate us in green rooms and they tell her, you know, "He's talking shit about you over there. He's about to let you have it." Mm-hmm. I'm not talking shit, but they're working us up. Mm-hmm. Right. She comes out on stage and says that basically I was begging her for the pussy. If you can find this tape.
No Usher.
I'm telling you right now. So I don't know.
I would
know.
Give anything to see
so
that shit.
So I don't know that she's going to say this. She's just like, "That's not say what you said to me. You was trying to eat my pussy." At the time, I realized that in talk shows, if you want to go to commercial or you really want to make some shit shut down, you just start cussing and don't stop cussing. So I was like, "Bitch, fuck you, hoe, you motherfucking bitch, bitch, bitch." So they were beeping and we went to commercial. Mm-hmm. Long story short, y'all had an agreement. You feel like they didn't stand behind it.
Yeah, long story short.
Kind of, yeah, kind of. But at the end of the day, you know, there's some other people. I mean, even with people at Love and Hip Hop, I always tell them the show is fake. And they're like, "How is it fake? Like, we're not telling you what to do." And I say, "I tell you, real is what I do every day when I wake up and there's no cameras. But if you tell me that I'm shooting at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. and I got my hair and my makeup done and you tell me we're going to shoot a scene at the gym, bring gym clothes, mm-hmm. it's not real anymore."
I shot a gym scene with her and I said, "I'm not going to work out. I'm staying true to my brand. I ain't working out. You're being real. She can work out."
So I always, you know, if I know there's a camera there, I'm already going to act a certain way. Mm-hmm. Even if you're whether you're telling me what to do or not, like, I'm feeling some type of way because there's a camera, so it's not real.
But I always tell people it's not fake. It's they're stage scenes. The scenes are staged, so it's like.
Right. And sometimes they stage things like that happened before, but the cameras weren't there. Yes. So we just
you're reenacting it
exactly. Mm-hmm.
But so, what's happening on camera, like? You know, there was a scene I had with you and Nikki that never aired where you told me basically that I pick up boys from McDonald's. Or no, I pick up boys that can't even afford to give me McDonald's.
Damn.
I think Nikki said that. I don't think well, I
but
said
But you were
that.
Agreeing. You're like, mm-hmm.
Well,
fuck both of y'all.
I agree.
I mean, Rosa, honestly, I call him the ASPCA because he's constantly picking up strays. Fine strays.
Beautiful
strays. Fine strays.
Yes, he does. I know. I ask him all the time, "Where did you get this one?" And every time I see him, he's a new guy. And I'm like,
I know. I can't keep up.
Anyway, back to our guest. Speaking of the ASPCA, you spend your Saturdays with dogs.
Yes, I
volunteer. And I'm not talking about men. We're talking about actual dogs.
Yes. No,
she is a rescue.
I don't have one, but I go to a rescue on Saturdays. That's where I got my dog from.
Really?
Yeah, your dog is a rescue.
Yes.
So what do you do there with the dogs? You just
walk them. So they don't get to walk a lot, and some of them are maybe a little aggressive, or they don't like the people available to walk.
But they walk with you.
Yeah.
The thing that bothers me the most about Rosa is like you could be giving that pussy away all over the world and just living like a queen, but you won't. Like, why?
Why you
too?
No, God, always do this to these beautiful these women.
Because Jason always equates pussy with money, and that's prostitution.
No,
why are you trying to get these beautiful to put miles on their pussies?
So you never had a guy buy you anything?
I've had tons of motherfuckers buy me something.
Knowing that his motivation is to get to the pussy.
Oh, absolutely. So, and I will allow, I'm not going to slap a gift horse in the motherfucking mouth.
And so my point is, Miss Contradiction.
I am not bartering my vagina for a fucking Louis bag. It's not happening.
Can you put that Chanel bag on the table?
I have anyway, Chanel bags.
Here's the deal.
I never use them.
I personally think that I think that prostitution is when a person says, I'm going to give you this MacBook if you give me some dick. Depending on the day in the country, it could happen. But what I'm saying is that I don't think it's prostitution for a woman to know this man with money will shower her with the world.
At the end of the day,
so if I'm dating a guy,
yes,
and he wants to buy me things, that's fine, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, like hanging out or like,
I feel like, I mean, I don't know.
I don't understand what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that I feel like first I'll say that if I had your vagina, I would be. I would be
everything.
Courtside in three major markets. I would have a vaginal reconstruction specialist on payroll.
He thinks so.
And I would
every 10 guy pills thinks a day
that if they had
HIV.
A vagina, oh, that they would just be slanging hold it on, everywhere and they'd on, be able on. To do all this shit.
I would be prepped down.
Okay.
You know the pill that you take so you don't get the HIV?
Oh, I can't. I'd be I can't prepped. With him. I can't fucking.
I'd be
I can't
prepped down.
Deal with him.
I'd be on prep. I'd have a doctor to fix my vagina, and I'd have all kinds of.
Here's the
dick and
here's the sitch. Okay, girl, women like Rosa and I, guys are not lining up to be our friend, and we are clear on
why
that.
Why y'all keep worrying about friendship in the white fence?
No, I'm making. I'm making a point. I'm making a point to your point of understanding that men. You know, may shower us with gifts that their intention is to try to get the pussy. Yeah, we're not stupid. Men aren't lining up to just be friend zoned by us.
I'm okay with friends, but this is where I'm at in my life. Friendship should elevate you. And I ain't just talking about emotional elevation because then you can go to the ASPCA and play with dogs, right? Yes. I'm saying that in, you know, my tax bracket ain't where I'm all the way happy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could sling a little dick over here and nobody knows, or in your cases can give a little pussy away.
But why would I do that if I can sit down with somebody and I can propose them with a business plan? So if you are my friend and you're in another tax bracket and I don't have anything else to offer, yeah, I'll probably offer you the pussy, right? But if I have a business plan and I have an idea, I just come and propose it to you. And instead of pussy, you can just double your money or triple it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I will say this is why I want to be very clear, because like I said, if I had your pussy, I would be fucking everything right now.
But Rose is a hustler.
Hold on. I get it. I'm a hustler too. But
no, I know she's got a lot of business.
You can hustle and get fucked at the same time.
But she's fucking who she wants to fuck, right. And not out of necessity. That's the difference.
Well, that's the problem.
That's the difference.
Not quite who I want to fuck, because Melissa still haven't given me anything.
Damn.
But
Melissa, you need to just give the pussy up to Rosa one time.
Listen,
let me say this.
Talk about pay-per-view.
Do you want a Louis bag? Melissa, come on. You want a Louis bag?
Oh my God, I'm being frustrated.
Okay, can I tell you something that you both have in common?
What?
I know I'm going to get hell for this, but fuck it. Both of you have received very amazing gifts from Floyd Mayweather, and both of you have not fucked him.
Yeah, we do have that in common.
Yes, but
because people think because I bring girls around Floyd that he's fucking everybody. That's not
the
case.
It's the furthest thing from the truth.
Well, I'm going to tell you my story about Floyd.
Oh, yes.
Are you going to tell about the time you all first met? Because Floyd, let me just, before she tells the story, Floyd was like, who's the bad girls in L.A.? I'm like, there's only a fucking few.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know them all, but there's only a few. He's like, who? I go, you know Rosa Costa? So I showed him her Instagram. I text him her Instagram. And he was like, man, she's beautiful. He goes, I don't know her. I said, well, you know, I could probably get us at a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about the dinner?
Yeah. I almost ruined it. Because, you know, I, like everybody, I have this idea that he has, you know, 20 girlfriends and all these things. So the very first thing that I say when I met him was, I would love for you to bring all your... I'm a hustler. I would love for you to bring all your girlfriends to my store.
He did. She did.
Buy the whole store for your girlfriends.
No, so...
And he dead ass looked at me and say, which girlfriends? And I had to play the Dominican card. I mean, the friends that are females, girlfriends, you know, I didn't mean your girlfriends. I meant the
girls that are friends that hang out with you.
The female friends. And he's like, no, I know what you're trying to say. Jason, why is she saying I have girlfriends?
So Floyd says, set up dinner at Boa. I'm going to come to Boa. That's okay. So I told her, bring whoever you want. So she gets there early with her two friends. Her friend, Krisha Turner, who, if you don't know her, is fucking beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And then Jeebin, who's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Okay, so they walk in looking like, you know, I'm looking real good in the restaurant because everybody's like, God damn, who's this guy sitting at the table with these three girls? Clearly, they didn't know. So here comes Rosa and her friend. So we're sitting there chilling. And so I'm texting Floyd like, yo, we're here. So I tell them, order whatever you want. You know, he'll pay for it. So Floyd comes in just by himself. Now, y'all already know, Floyd don't roll by himself.
Never.
Floyd walks in the restaurant. He sits at the table by himself.
Like, no security?
Nobody.
Wow, okay.
Well, his driver, but they were in the back. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah.
But at the table was me, Rosa, her two friends, and Floyd. Mm-hmm. I think that was it, right?
I had one more friend.
Oh, she wasn't as memorable as them, though.
You don't see her often with us because she lives out of town. So okay. That's why you don't remember her.
Okay. Well, there was another person there.
Okay.
Anyway, we sat there and had this dinner, but the funny part was, when you first, before you went to there, and you were like, I'm not one of the girls. Like, I will never be the girl. That's the thing that it's captivating to me because, you know, God granted y'all with a gift. You guys have men's attention, both of you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
like, these
tell
two
you
guys
this,
that just I walked in never, the room. They weren't coming until later, but they found out you're here. They're fucking here.
I seen Floyd around a lot of beautiful women. Mm-hmm. And even that night, you know, he was kind of like lecturing me about how I'm basically doing what people do to me. They hear things or they just have this idea of me and they talk about me like they know me. And mm-hmm. I did exactly that to him. Mm-hmm. I asked him about his many girlfriends and whatever. And so he said, you are here with your three friends. Which one of you guys am I fucking? And I say, none. And he's like, exactly. So when you see me with other girls, what makes you think that I'm sleeping with any of them? And I was just there like, I just fucked up. Oh my God. I had so many, like, I really wanted to connect with him.
And I looked at Floyd and said, you're good.
He's really good.
I no, was but like,
he doesn't.
Oh man. You know, but I was like, you know, I was kind of like, I'm sorry. You know, I had this idea of you.
We were actually able to drag you out to the club that night because we went to Warwick.
Yes.
And you were out past your bedtime. Had a good time.
Yes. Yes. But, you know, I tell you this, I seen him with a lot of girls, around a lot of girls, mm-hmm. and I've never seen him once disrespectful, thirsty for the pussy, smacking ass.
Mm-hmm. Say pussy again.
None of that stuff.
God, Gio.
None of that stuff. I never seen him. I mean, I know he doesn't have to anyways, mm-hmm. but...
No, he could be a dick if he wanted to be, and he just isn't a
exactly.
dick.
Exactly,
he just isn't. You have to be
around him, and all I've seen him do is help people, mm-hmm. look out for people, mm-hmm. not only financially, because sometimes you don't need money; you just need somebody's phone, you just need somebody to connect you with this person, or sometimes you just need an opportunity to get somewhere, and mm-hmm. he does that all the time. I mean, every day that I have spent a minute with him or an hour with him, I can count. Sometimes I don't have enough fingers to count how many times he pick up the phone and say, get him this, or hey, help this person. And not just girls, because mm-hmm. you will think, of course, he's helping all the beautiful girls.
Yeah.
But I see him looking out for a lot of like men, grown men with kids that need an opportunity or their kids need something. And that's nice.
It's admirable.
And it's actually, you know, it was like, it kind of like humbled me a little bit, and because we don't like to be judged, mm-hmm. but we do it to other people, mm-hmm. you know?
So, so listen, the thing I love about this show is that we're just so open about some of our restrictions.
That was a little redundant, but
But because you consider yourself bisexual, right?
Yes.
Okay, bisexual. Are you leaning more towards lesbianism or straight, or just you right in the middle?
Right in the middle, I'm gonna say.
Okay.
Damn.
I mean, let me no. I'm gonna say guys because my mom is tripping. She needs a grandkid, so I have to do something about that.
Okay. So, well, that's my segue into talking about Giovanni. So Gio has talked about his penis recently on the show, sparked a lot of interest online, not necessarily because of the photoshopped image online, but he shared to the world that he has white bumps on his dick.
Oh gosh, they're not bumps, they're papules, and a lot of men have them.
I helped him out with that word.
I don't.
Why you say that to this woman, man? She ain't never met me. You gonna just start off, this nigga got bumps on his dick.
So if you were to fuck
so every time she see me out now, she'll say, oh, that nigga
hey,
got
what's
bump
up, bumpy dick?
No, listen, listen. Bump into the music, baby. Okay, no. Okay, listen, so, no, but
are
I,
they like, is there like a lot?
No, they're just, they're.
You said there's a whole bunch.
He's no. uncircumcised, and they happen to men primarily who are uncircumcised.
She's Dominican. She comes from a country where them niggas' dicks got like all kinds of fucking.
So it's just their papules. They're just right along the ridge of my.
They look like little mini pearls.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever seen them before.
Just look it up. It's, a lot of men have it.
Have you ever tried to like stick a?
I don't think I ever seen one of those.
No,
they're that small, but you probably have, but they're just really
just
small.
Just whip it out and
you
show
have
her.
To look.
No,
I have stared at the private parts of a man before, and that's why I know that balls move.
Wait, what?
But, balls.
But I personally think
constant,
balls
like all day they don't stop moving.
Really?
Balls.
Listen to what she say.
Wait,
balls.
So if you're literally just laying, if a man is laying there with his legs open, his balls are moving.
Yeah. So they do something like this.
What, the balls?
And they do it all day. And I want you guys to stare at your own balls today. And then you'll tell me if I'm wrong or not.
They don't move like that.
Yes, they do move like that.
They do.
How do you know they move like that?
Look at my balls, nigga.
You do not sit up and look at your balls and see if they're moving like that.
No, they move. They do move slow. They move
very
slow.
Yeah, they do. All day.
Y'all got some weird ass balls in your
and
life.
And that's why I don't trust men, because you can't control your balls. Basically, a part of your body moves without your consent. And I can't fully trust a man. That's one of the reasons why sometimes I feel like I'm
you just got
towards the girls.
But I've seen a couple salami sandwiches online that make me look at y'all a little crazy too. Because there are different types of vaginas in the world.
Girls is getting
and I feel like
it's
one thing if your dick is this big or that big or this whatever. Like, you know, a dick is like a fucking hot dog. It's either a hot dog, a hot link, a what's the little ones in the can?
Oh.
Vienna sausages.
Them niggas, I don't know nothing about that. But a dick is just a dick.
Right. No,
I feel like with a vagina, you don't really know if you're gonna get like a contour Valentino vagina with like bunch of ruffles and flares.
Or if you're
and
gonna get pulled chicken.
Or if you're gonna get some shit that is just like
a turkey neck. Because girls are out there getting their vaginas.
Can you
get they're getting miles taken off their pussy now.
What does your vagina look like?
Is it an innie or outie?
What the fuck?
Hold on.
Can y'all stop interrupting? She was just about to give the goddamn answer.
You can't see anything like this stuff. You know how some people, if they open their legs, you can see like a little something
popping out.
No. Mine is shy. That's what I call it. Shy.
So
a badge like a 12-year-old girl.
Have you had an experience where a man went to fuck and he couldn't get an erection because he was so caught up in Rosa Acosta? Because she, I'm sure somebody's tried to get up in that thing.
Absolutely.
And, oh, yeah, and they lose. I'm like, come on!
That's when you blow on it.
I had a lot of, like, really bad experiences. And
anybody want to share?
Well, I dated, so where do I start? Well, I dated people that, they couldn't do anything.
Erectile dysfunction, or was it just shy penis?
They were gay.
I think, I don't know what it was. But it's been like embarrassing to the point that then they never call me back. And
that's hysterical.
I'm like, it's okay, grumpy. Like, it's cool, baby. I'm used to this. Like, I...
Are these older men though, or younger men? Because if you're young and can't get it up, you're probably gay, or you're just...
No, just intimidated. That stressed. Is Rosa Acosta.
No, I don't date young guys. So it's always 31. Been like...
Older men.
Older, even if it's like 10 years or 8 years or...
Now, are you the kind of woman that gives them the confidence like, it's going to be all right? Or are you just looking at them like, you pathetic ass nigga?
I have never made a man feel bad about, if you came in 1 minute, I'm not the kind to be like, well, what happened? No, I'm just like, I don't say anything. Cause I think that even if you say it's okay, it's fine. It's like,
I don't see Melissa saying that. I see Melissa. Oh, side note. I ran into Flo Rida. I was walking through the W parking lot, and he came out of the hotel screaming "Troublemaker." And I'm like, "Who the fuck is he talking to? Because it's not me. Everybody knows I'm an agent of Christ, right?" So I'm like, "What?" So, you know, I kind of like, "Hey, hey, hey, my flow rider left." And then I got to the thing and I text him. I'm saying this because it's my birthday. You told me for my birthday he could come on the show. And he told me he's never coming.
And that has nothing to do with me. I'm not stopping a man from coming up here. It's just, he's probably
And I feel like you've shown him a lot of love on the show. You said he had a big dick.
He is not chilling with Webster.
Has he ever had erectile issues?
Nope.
So when you're with a guy though, and his dick can't get hard, do you feel like
I give it three shots. First time I'm like, okay, I understand.
You will actually try again?
Especially if the motherfucker got promise. Okay. Like if it's like, you know, eight and above, I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna let go of this. I'm gonna work with you.
Okay, so everybody out there with 7 inches, don't call Melissa Ford.
I mean, listen, you gotta be able.
Wait, you're talking about inches or?
Yeah, girl.
Inches.
Yes, inches.
10-inch club.
It
over
has
here.
To be.
It has to be at least eight.
Yes.
To penetrate.
Yes.
Is that too big for you?
That's probably why your pussy looks like a 12-year-old girl's.
And yours?
Mine is still pretty. Mine is very pretty. Mine looks like a rose
in
bloom.
So you think eight, seven is average.
Hers looks good, but if he could talk, he'll tell you that he's taken a lot of abuse.
I mean, you know, I'm enthusiastic.
Y'all are using enthusiastic. That's
if I've got some
peen
at
home,
I don't have an inch
requirement.
Thing. No,
like
no.
A Magic Mountain, you could have to be this
so
big
you'll fuck
to ride
a thumb.
This ride.
Fuck that action. No.
Okay, but what if that thumb is
so
connected
how do you
to a
know,
lot of money?
Well, like so. Okay, so I because have, me, like I will date somebody for a little bit before I even see it. So you do ask them for pictures, or
Well,
she's dating someone now that she hasn't fucked yet. I don't know. There was a recent trip I haven't talked to her about, but she's reached around and grabbed his dick while he slept.
I have radar for BDS, which is big dick swag. Okay, I have radar for it. I know a big dick.
Do I have a big dick?
It's huge.
Yes. Yes, you do.
Yeah, it's huge. And yes, I've never seen it, people, but I know it's
what?
Huge.
I know.
I showed it to Claudia.
What the? I'm so confused.
Wait, you show it?
And Portia Coleman. This was years ago.
You show it to Claudia and you haven't showed it?
No, I showed it to Claudia and Portia one night. I was drunk.
Your favorite Dominican haven't seen it?
When I go to your village and see who you're working with, I'll show you everything you want. Because I'm going to say, you know, it's my birthday in 8 days. I'm going to your country for like 4 days. I added a
body
fifth in case. No. First of all, let me tell you something. Pino Papu, copper dick. A nigga with bumps on his dick and an overcoat can't ever talk shit about me.
My dick is big. Those are natural.
Let me tell
you
something.
With God.
My dick keep them all coming back. I ain't never had nobody say, I'm not going back. So let's not. When I go to the Dominican Republic, let's go back to my trip because I'm already seeing the future.
Your dick is in a raincoat. I just got that.
It's big, though.
No,
it's
I said a raincoat. Having a big dick ain't enough. If you got dick with HIV, nigga, it ain't worth shit. Because a big dick with AIDS ain't nothing but that missile coming from North Korea.
I hate that I'm uncircumcised. Yes, okay, I'm mad about that.
You know
that.
You could have done something about
I'm scared.
That. My friend got circumcised at the age of 18.
You need
I'm
to scared. Take you need to take
I
that
know,
dick coat to
one
Goodwill.
One of my exes got circumcised at the age of 30.
Why?
He had to.
Wait, did you fuck Trey Songz?
No, I don't. I never dated Trey Songz.
Oh, I was just trying to get some out of you.
In the heat of the moment.
No, because I know you're in the video with him. And I mean, everybody was like, oh my God, Rose the body. I'm like, y'all already know Rose is a badass bitch. So what is the problem?
Badass woman.
I haven't.
That's my bitch. I could say that's
I haven't slept with anybody that I did a video for.
Respect.
You are such a good girl. I don't like that about you.
No, I'm not. I slept with people. They're just not in the entertainment
that's
industry.
Good.
Okay?
So you hear that, fellas? You might have a chance.
I like a guy. I usually don't. Like, because the guys that, you know, the rappers and stuff and the athletes, they are not vintage. I'm looking at them like,
Dr.
J is
Master life. P is vintage.
Who?
Master P.
Who is that? The rapper?
Yeah.
So, Cosa Mia, you created this business because what? Because I know the body stuff. You have the fitness attire.
Body by Rosa Acosta.
I mean, you have all kinds of shit going on in the fitness world. But what made you launch Cosa Mia?
So about 5 years ago, I was hosting. Hosting was really like my 95% source of my income. So I used to have to wear a lot of dresses, you know, like the little like cute, sexy outfits to go to like my hostings. And I had a couple of friends that were making me stuff on the regular. So they will make me a dress, or sometimes I will even kind of like help with the design. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will post the pictures and shout them out. Back when there was no Instagram or nothing. And they will sell a lot of that stuff. So I say, why can I capitalize of that? Mm-hmm. You know, and I can have all my friends all in one place. So people, instead of people going to Jeevan and Jessica Rich and Angel Rings and Brittany DeShields, they can just, well, all these girls design their own stuff.
Okay.
So it's not like stuff that comes from China.
Got it. Got it.
So they are all like female and young entrepreneurs, you know, trying to do their thing and creating something from scratch and not just like buying it from China. So nothing wrong with buying it from China, but mm-hmm. just saying, you know, I got to give my girls credit because they do their thing. They create their, you know, they have their own ideas and stuff. So
Angel Brink sometimes look like she's going to go to a quinceañera, though.
She has her own style. You know, she, it's not for everybody, but it,
I mean, all she got to do is throw a sombrero on and put a fucking piñata and God damn it, I'm at a party.
But it works for her, you know?
It does work for her because there is definitely a demographic out there wearing all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it works for her. And so, you know, I put all my friends together and instead of people, you know, people that like the stuff that I was wearing, instead of going to Angel and pay one shipping and going to Jeevan and paying another shipping and going to Jessica and going paying another shipping, you can buy everything in one place and pay one flat fee for everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like how it started. And then I noticed that there was a couple of other brands that, you know, sometimes people had the idea like they are, you know, I had a friend that was making bathing suits. Her parents handmade them. And she brought me some to Miami. And I said, what you doing with this? And she'll mm-hmm. say, nothing. My parents make them for me when I do this like little contest, like Miss Booty and whatever. And I say, hey, let's make some money. And so I launched, she didn't have a website. She didn't have customers, nothing. And I launched her brand on my website and it did very, very well. Mm-hmm. And I realized that there was, you know, an opportunity to uplift and help some of the other like young entrepreneurs that were looking for an opportunity to showcase their brands with mine. And so that's kind of like what have been my mission with Cosimia, to be able to provide some of like smaller brands for people that want to get into that, providing them with a space where they can showcase their stuff.
If you like it, but you have to prove everything first. I mean, everybody just ain't getting put in there, right?
No. Not everybody. But one of the things that I request is that you're making your own stuff from scratch. So if you're just buying something from downtown LA or from whatever,
right?
You know, I don't need to have those things in the store.
Right.
We specialize in like one of a kind of.
So like if somebody wanted to put like a uncircumcised dick scraper in there for their woman to get for their man, say Giovanni's girlfriends, and they're buying a dress for a date or they're having some kind of ceremony where they're going to cut that motherfucker down. How do people go about reaching you to put products and stuff in your store?
Well, usually you can email us with all the information, but for the most part, we're a little like hands full right now. We have about 20 brands. So, we have our eyes on a couple of other brands that we really want to integrate to Cosimia, but slowly. We're making a couple of changes, and now with the store being here in Los Angeles, with us being able to like open our first location, it's a lot of work. So even introducing another brand, it's like it takes time and a lot of work, and so slowly.
How we were talking about Love and Hip Hop earlier. How crazy is it that Ray J's store was like right next door to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually closing. I don't know exactly where if he's going to move it somewhere else or what, but yeah.
With the Raytronics spot?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Melrose, that's the rent over there. You're competing with the white folks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've seen a lot of even celebrities just not last 4 months there. Mm-hmm. It's no joke.
It's a hustle.
Yeah.
Because when I'll hit Rosa and she's like, I'm going to the shop. Like, you actually be working.
I've gone to Cosimia and she was behind the
camera.
No,
she ain't playing.
Yeah, no, she's
I do everything. I package things. I ship stuff. I clean. I open. I close. So, I sell you something. I get you the right size. I help you sip it off.
Like, I mean, do guys come in there to hit on you though? Like, they know you're there, so they're gonna come in.
One or two, but you know, I have been very open about this. You can come to Cosimia and, you know, buy something. And if you're not, you gotta bring me lunch. So if you're not doing either one of those, like if you're not even at least bringing me a cup of fruit, like, I'm not really, like, vibing. I'm not talking to you.
Yeah, the day I came by, Safari was loitering outside. I'm not even joking.
You know, he actually comes to the store sometimes. He came the other day. I was,
I had
an event for female empowerment, and I had a licensed therapist coming into the store and talk to some of my, gather some of my customers, and she talked about domestic violence and self-esteem and a bunch of other like issues that mm-hmm. we have, and it was like very nice. And so he came in and say, "What are you guys doing?" And I said, "Oh, we're having an event for domestic violence." And he showed me his arm and say that somebody scratched him and that he
was probably when Meek Mill beat his ass outside of Penthouse.
Who are we talking about?
He say Safari. A girl did it to him. Safari. So I say, "Well, I want to hear this."
You know, the mm-hmm. crazy part is I was supposed to go with Safari to Penthouse that day. He got jumped by Meek Mill. I'm so glad that we went to get the drinks at the Sky Bar.
Mm. No, he say a girl did it to him. So I guess he's like having domestic
maybe
violence.
Maybe Nicki Minaj
issues.
Ran into him. I don't know.
Oh,
but either
know.
Way, listen, okay, so well, we appreciate you coming up here and talking to us about all of the recklessness. Damn, I can't wait to watch this
show. You smell
back.
So good, by the way.
Oh, my God, Gio, you'll never, get your
you will
life
never get
no,
I got
right
a girl.
Now.
You see my girl.
Oh,
bad.
It's because I have my perfume.
Yeah. What's the name
it right
of
here.
It?
It's called Rosa by Rosa Costa. I have it right here. I need to get you, one bottle.
You should go spray it on Melissa's breast.
I would love
oh,
this,
yes.
my girl
and then
to
let
smell
Giovanni
this.
Smell right. it and tell us what it smells like.
It's beautifully bottled as well.
Packaged.
Why don't you spray some on you, Gio?
No, I'm good. My girl will kick my ass.
Strong enough for a man, but made
this
for a woman.
It smells really good. I love it. Rosa by Rosa.
Yes,
and
by
when
Rosa.
When is that out?
Or it's out already. You can click the link in my bio.
Spray
to
it
shop.
On your breast, Melissa.
Let me do it.
No.
Get the fuck away from me.
Wait, if you don't get out of here with that slow, dramatic
so
ass spray.
So now I can text Floyd and say that Rosa's been all over Melissa's body.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
I love this. It smells great.
Thank
I'm
going to
get something for my girl. How much did that run? Like 40?
Something like that. I don't even have like the exact
price point
price on my mind right now.
Got you.
And a lot of people ask me and I'm like, okay, just go to the website.
I'm going to go get some. I'm going to support you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You know, I have to say that every day I am very... I wake up and I feel like so lucky that people support me. You know, a lot of like people, and I think you know that mm-hmm. when you come from a video vixen background, people
want to keep you there.
Yeah. And first, I mean, it depends. Like when you're doing something else, if you try to, I remember like seeing some girls trying to rap or trying to do something else and just people commenting, just keep showing your ass or stay in your lane, mm-hmm. keep modeling. Mm-hmm. And if you just keep doing that, eventually it will be just get a fucking real job. What is your plan B?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I have to say that my fan base and like my supporters, they have grown with me and they are okay with me not doing music videos or not doing magazines, and they are just like rocking with me the whole way. And I feel like blessed because
well,
I know
still
that
giving them what they want, because your Instagram, there's quite a few times where I
clutch your pearls.
Well, no, I put the hearts and the eyes emoji or like the tongue and then the like water emoji.
Well, there you go.
You know what that thong means to me.
Say that.
So, I mean, in Spanish, that means.
I was about to tell you, say it.
I don't know in English, but in Spanish.
Okay, so when you get engaged or pregnant or launch a new line or do something else, you have to come back on the show and tell everybody. I mean, you'll text me first, of course, but
I don't know. That's good. I don't think none of that stuff is gonna happen.
Do you want to have kids?
Yes, I do. I actually, so I have a huge phobia of like giving birth because I saw a novella when I was a little girl and the lady died giving birth, and so I've been freaked out my whole life because I watched that, and so I always have this fear that I'm gonna die giving birth. Mm. But I know I'm going to have kids, and I think that my kids are gonna do amazing things, whether that is in sports or art or philanthropy. But I know that my kids are gonna do like amazing things for the world. So
yeah, well, let's hope that Trump doesn't, you know, get us bombed and shit. Yeah, hopefully we're all still here.
So I interviewed Jocelyn Hernandez yesterday mm-hmm. at my office, and she was we were talking about her giving birth on Love & Hip Hop. Mm-hmm. Did you see that special?
I didn't. Sorry, I don't watch
it. It was a lot. I mean, it wasn't like
she
Kourtney.
Came to the store one time I met her.
It wasn't like Kourtney Kardashian when she pulled the baby out of her vagina.
That's just not fair.
You know, watching a child come into this world is the most beautiful thing ever.
I never want to see it.
I loved it when I seen it.
Fuck that. Let me tell you, I would not. I probably won't pass out because I ain't the nigga to do that. But I would throw up.
Oh, I threw up. No, I passed out when the placenta
I don't think
came
I
out.
Will throw up, and I don't think I'll be there. I'll help. I'll make things happen, but I just rather not be there.
Okay, let me give you an example. So, say I pull a baby out my dick hole, right? It ain't typical. You don't expect it, but I just pull it out. When you pass out,
what?
I know it doesn't make sense, but I don't care. I'm not. Listen, first of all, keep the pussy over there. But if you are gonna open it up to the world. We don't need.
But we didn't. Did
it reminds
they show,
me of Gremlins when.
But did they show that in the special?
It reminds me of Gremlins when they got wet and how shit started popping out of them and all. Like I just keep.
Wait,
it,
but what?
Keep
did,
it private.
But did they see that for Jocelyn? No, you didn't see none of that for Jocelyn.
No, but you still. You
it
did,
was a side angle.
She was basically screaming, "Get it out of me, or help me."
My girlfriend just had a baby, and she felt the exact same way. Like 5 hours of complete just childbirth, and she was just like, "Cut me in half. I don't give a fuck. Get it out."
My daughter's
yeah,
mother was
but
a
then
G.
They get pregnant like a year after
she
that.
No, she sent him to go get a vasectomy. He just had it. Like she's like, don't never. I'd never want to.
First of all, I ain't cutting
again.
My balls for nobody.
My daughter's mother didn't scream at all. She was
how old late, was she?
She was 16.
Mm. Wait, what?
Yeah, I had a daughter at 16. Mm. My daughter's 15 now, but she didn't no pain
types
med
of judgment of it.
No, no pain medication, no epidural. She thugged that shit out.
When, for my quinceañera, I got a Barbie doll. That's how I was like so late with everything. Like with I didn't care about boys or nothing. I just wanted a Barbie doll. I got my mom sent it from here, from United States. My mom was already here working, and she sent me a big collector's Barbie doll. Mm. Quinceañera present. Everybody was upset.
And then you grew up and found out that dick wasn't something that she wanted in your life.
No can.
All the time.
It's okay. I'm not really crazy about it.
You ain't got the right one yet.
Anyway, all right. Well, thank you.
No,
brother.
I have actually, but yeah.
You've
no.
never been dickmatized?
Yes, I have. I have one time.
By who?
It's not somebody that you know. It's not like
you don't know who I know. I'll be online.
or maybe you know. I'm just kidding. But yeah, I've been stigmatized, and it's cool. But I just like I have common sense, man. Like I can't let dick like just ruin my life. I'm never gonna let that happen.
Yo. You mean
so Amber Rose was here on the show and said she had a celebrity threesome. You weren't in that.
No, okay. I am not. Let me just tell you right now, I am not with that shit.
Really? You wouldn't have a threesome?
Nah. What? Because men ask you for a threesome, then they ask you for four, then it's an orgy, and then they want a man. And it's like, no, boo. It's healthy to have dreams and goals and keep working for them. You want a threesome, and I want $3 million. And I don't have it.
Which goes to my point. If the nigga want it, make him pay for it. God, that's what I've been
saying. No. Then you're going to want me to, like, then you're going to want my brother. Bye. Get off me.
Or your friend.
If they want you, I will sell you because you about that life. You just say here that you about that life. You want to fucking and grind at the same
time. I was riding down the street the other day with a friend of mine from New York, and he looks at me and he goes, with complete judgment in his eyes, he says to me, if you were told that you had to kill somebody to make it, like to have wealth and influence and power, and would you do it? I looked at that nigga and said, hell yeah. Because we already killing each other anyway for nothing.
You would push him in the street, whoever that was.
I mean, he didn't. The scenario wasn't would I kill him, because it then would have been an awkward situation at the gym.
Can you just take somebody that's like on death row and just.
I don't even know if they have to be that. I'm just saying, like, we out here grinding. We all working for it. If I just got to kill one motherfucker to get it, I mean, am I going to get caught? Who am I with? What is this, daytime, nighttime? Do I have a cover up? Where's my alibi?
Okay.
Okay, well, Jason, we got it. You're a murderer. You're a prostitute. You're okay with all this stuff.
No, I'm not. We're not going to ruin my brand, because everybody knows that, again, I told you I'm a conduit of Christ. I'm not a prostitute, because I give this dick away for free. We out.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.